Right now, I'm joined in the studio by a fantastic singer. She's local. Her name is Keely Smith. Now, I saw a video. I don't know where it was on Facebook.
Right.
And I saw your video and I went, blimey, that girl's got a set of lungs on her. Which sounds quite personal. But I thought, blimey, her voice is amazing. Classy, gutsy vocalist.
Oh, I try to be.
So, where did the voice come from? Did you start singing when you were little, or
when I was three. I was always into dancing, and we had a big dance show once, and I was all ready to do my little dance, age three, my first dance on stage, and instead of dancing, I sang the song, and just stood and sang. And my dance teacher was like, no, you need to dance. And I just sang it. It was Thumbelina. Do you remember Thumbelina?
Mm.
Yeah. And that's it just went from there, really.
So is anybody else in the family a singer?
No,
or?
I don't know of anyone in the family who's sung before until, actually, I was at my nan's funeral and they mentioned that her cousin was Sandy Shaw. So maybe that's sort of come along from there. I don't really know. I just used to listen to musical theatre. My mum used to take me to see shows all the time and I was just got obsessed with it. I just thought that's all I want to do is just sing. I just loved to sing. I used to sing all the time. I used to drive my mum mad. I did stage school for most of my youth, from about the age of three up until, God, 16, 17, 18. And then I moved abroad and started singing abroad and getting gigs and stuff like that. And it just went from there, really.
So whereabouts did you live?
Tenerife. For 5 years altogether. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Can't be a bit of sunshine.
No, and I learnt so much from other singers out there. And I just thought, you know, pop and soul and all that kind of music is the way to go to make money in the industry. So I've sort of turned away a little bit from the musical theatre and become like a soul pop singer out there. Mm. The only time I took a break was when I had my little girl pregnant and being a mum.
And still gigging.
Don't have time. No, you don't have... I didn't have time. I just was wrapped up in my baby and my life. So, yeah, the singing took a back seat for a while.
Have you done the original writing as well over the years, or...?
I've done bits and pieces, but I've never really had the intention of releasing anything. I've never really been a fame-hungry kind of singer. I've never really... I just do it for a living.
And you're gigging all the time?
Oh, yeah.
I love the look you've got as well, because it's like a 1950s...
When I do a show, I'm always 1950s. Yeah. Put on a show. I'm in a pub or I'm doing a wedding, that kind of thing. It's all the soul and the funk and the pop, that kind of stuff. If I'm doing afternoon teas and 80th birthdays, I do all the 50s. Yeah, Connie Francis and all the old stuff.
And what do you enjoy doing most?
Well, in my soul, I guess it's musical theatre, but I don't get the chance to do that much.
Do you want to come to the wedding? Yes, as a guest.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I've ever been to a wedding as a guest, ever.
No. But you will bring your PA. No.
Exactly. We'll bung you 20 quid.
Yes. Exactly. Which means you can't drink, you can't really eat before you anything. Not that that ever normally stops me. But
it's so true. It's so true.
You can't drink, though, can you? That's the thing.
No, absolutely. Until after.
Until after, yeah. Not during.
No.
Hugh Jackman, who I think is... rather mighty fine. He's done a new film.
Yep.
Now, you had a phenomenal response to the video that you put up online.
Yes. The song This Is Me. I just recorded myself in the living room, just having a mess about, really, see if I could do it, because it's a hard song.
Mm.
And I just put it on my Instagram, and the bearded lady, Kiala Settle, she saw it on Instagram. She reposted it.
That's amazing.
And my Instagram went mad. It's been brilliant. So excited. My little girl was over the moon about it. She's been telling everyone.